ICQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. That silence means we don't have anybody with traffic or bulletins, so we will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before we begin our check-in tonight, we've got several people signed in to the pre-net check-in feature on the BRARS.cc website. Again, that functionality is there for those folks that may not be available for the 9 o'clock net for various reasons, work commitments, family commitments, other commitments that just may not be able to make the 9 o'clock net at the normal time through RF. So we have a web interface available for those folks to check in. So let's go ahead and run down that list real quick and get those folks checked in here. First, we got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And Mel's over in Prosperity. Good to see him. Up next, we've got Fred and Miss Isla. Fred's call sign, Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike. And Fred's sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. And Andrew's over in Simpsonville. Up next, we've got Don and Linda. That's KG4PFI is Don's call sign, Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. And Don brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Oscar Lima Quebec. Gosh, can't even read my call signs tonight, Don, but I got you and Linda checked in here. Working off a new laptop, and the font's just a little bit different than I'm used to seeing. My eyes don't like it very much. I'll have to do some more function checks or do something later. But anyway, let me let this drop for a second. We'll continue on with the pre-net check-in. The list, we got Robert. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Juliet Golf, KI4LJG. And that's Robert. It looks like Robert, where is Robert checking in from? Sorry. River Falls. I got you checked in here. Up next, we got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Up next, we got, that was Ben. Sorry, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. And Ben's over in Simpsonville. Ben, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got a friend up on Table Rock. That's Andy, KI4LGI, Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India. Always good to see Andy's name on the list there. Up next, we've got James. That's November 4, Juliet Romeo Bravo. That's good to see you checked in from Greer over there. Up next, we've got Tony. That's November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. And Tony's up in Asheville, so appreciate him coming by. Tony also brings along Miss Kim. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK. And Tony, good to have you and bringing Miss Kim along. Appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got AA4GH. That's Gus. And Gus, good to hear you in here. Alpha Alpha 4 Gulf Hotel. And got you logged in. Up next, our friend Bill, KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. And Bill, always good to hear you in here from Anderson. Appreciate you coming by and checking in. Up next, we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike. And Scott's down in Greenville. Well, down. Kind of up for me. But anyway, all relative, I guess. But Scott, good to have you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Leon. That's Kilo Delta 4 India Oscar X-Ray, KD4IOX. And Leon also brings along Miss Wendy. That's Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4DXJ. And Leon and Wendy, glad to see you guys checked in here from Hendersonville. Good to get you in the locks. And last but not least, our friend John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina, our resident astronomy expert. Always love hearing John throughout the week talking about the things that are going on. Brings back another time, you know, kind of rekindles some of the astronomy stuff for folks around. And John's always got some good comments of what's going on in the heavens, and I appreciate him when he comes by. John's call sign, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN. I'm going to let this drop for just a second, and we'll continue on with the net. Of our pre-net check-ins, got a couple more administrative tasks here. Just want to pause here and see if we have any new hams to the area, new ham call signs, new hams that may not be familiar with checking into a net and want to take part tonight. So we usually pause for a moment. We just need you to key up, give your call sign, and we'll walk you through the process of getting checked in the net. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Give a little pause there. Again, new hams in the area or new hams to the amateur radio community. Got them all the time with the testing sessions going on in the area. Know there's some in Spartanburg, some in Greenville. We had two for our BE team this month, and I look forward to getting a couple more hams in our third Saturday session that will be coming up again in February. But looks like we don't have any new hams at the moment, and there's nobody currently signed into the Echolink node, so we'll go ahead and move on to our RF portion of our check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hey, HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be short time.
Control. Evening, sir. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative short time. 73 to the net. Have a great weekend.
4HR. And Whiskey 4 Delta Kilo Foxtrot, that's W4DKF, that's Dorian, I'm in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative, 73.
Okay. If you would please tag in, hopefully not out of turn, but Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf, that's David and Easley, I'll be negative and negative, I got a call tonight, sir, thank you for running the net.
Pause there and go ahead and acknowledge those check-ins there. A good group to start off the net for our Saturday night here for this February 3rd, the day after Groundhog Day. Anyway, up first, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. That's Rick. And Rick brings along his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Rick, sounded good in the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got a name that doesn't necessarily need to be spoken, but always good to hear him everybody knows his call sign because of all the stuff he's got going on with the repeater and the net, trying to keep us all wrangled like cats and helping us out with stuff like today with me messing up, or not messing up, but doing some experimentation with Echolink. But Dave, appreciate that you coming by. Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Always good to have you here logged in, Dave, and appreciate the help from earlier. Always appreciate all you do for the good of the net. Up next, we've got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. And Kurt's over in Greenville, so Kurt, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, K4AFT. And Michael, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Doug. That's November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. And Doug, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, the list. Delta Foxtrot, sorry Dorian, messed up there, Whiskey Delta 4 Kilo Foxtrot, W4DF, did it again, can't get my letters straight on your call sign, Dorian, let me slow down and try that again, Whiskey 4 Delta Kilo Foxtrot, W4DKF, and Dorian, sorry about that, I'll definitely do better at getting your call sign right next time, but definitely got you logged in here, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we got David. That's Kilo Mike 4 Golf Zulu Golf, KM4GZG. And David, good to get you in here. Appreciate you coming by. All right, let's get one more call as we're in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pretty rare I have everybody on the first attempt, but we'll go ahead and move on to the Echo through Hotel group at E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose tonight. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
K4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry and Candler. I'll be negative negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
Mike, please check in at K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
For HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll take that pause there and acknowledge those stations that were checking in with the Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, our Sunday night net controller, and every fourth Monday, I think. Patrick, I know sometimes those scheduling things get, the rules get kind of, I think you're every fourth. Anyway, Patrick, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, sounding good in the repeater as always, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Hopefully I'll be able to make your net tomorrow night. Always look forward to it. Up next, our friend Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, same with you. Excellent signal. Probably goes without saying, but always good to hear you on the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Up next, we've got Connor. That's Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. And Connor, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jim over in 6 Mile. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. And Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Signal's down a little bit in the noise, but nothing objectionable. Good signal in the repeater, able to copy you in there. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Making a good trip up to the repeater from 6 Mile. So appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. And always good to hear you and get you in the log. All right, let's give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group before we move on down the alphabet. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Two for getting everybody on the first try, so we'll move to the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, India through Lima, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4AK4HR. Hope you and your family all well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mark. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
HR. Thank you. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
HR. Great to hear you call the net. I love it. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everybody has a good night. Be very thankful for these wonderful days we have here. It's still February. 7-3.
Pause there, just waiting to see if somebody might come in there on Larry's coattails, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge that group of folks that came by and checked in with us. Up first, we got our friend James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4JFO. James, always good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, our friend Sid, that's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, always good to get you and James in here. Again, I can normally start typing in the first two call signs for this group and count on you guys to be here. So appreciate that you guys being, Keystones for the India through Lima group, holding that together. But James, Sid, good to hear you both. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, got another one of our net controllers. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, sounding good into the repeater from Asheville tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, yeah, definitely have to appreciate these days. Like you mentioned, I'm always worried about February and March. We've had a couple of times where, you know, we have a mild February and then March comes back to bite us in the end. So anyway, definitely, like you said, have to appreciate those days. And I got you marked down for comments, so we'll definitely be back to chat with you here when we get to the RAG2 portion. All right, let's give one more call for India through Lima before we move on down the alphabet. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the India through Lima group, so we're about halfway through the alphabet. Looks like I've got an Echolink station signed in. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
It's our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, and over in Berea. And Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Saw you sitting out there on the Echolink node and meant to pause earlier. But appreciate you standing by and making sure we got you checked in here. Always good to hear you, and I appreciate you coming by and signing into the Echolink node, spending a few minutes with us on a Saturday night. All right, looks like we've got everybody signed in on the Echolink node. Our India through Lima group was checked in, so we'll go ahead and move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
This is a nice position to the total absolute end of the element of the negative and negative.
4HR. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville, South Carolina, and we'll be into the end of the roll call.
K4HR. Mike, this is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB. This is Danny in Greenwood. Would you please check me in? 73 on the log, and I'll be negative, negative.
Check-ins there as we're in the Mike through Papa group. I'd like to acknowledge those folks that checked in there. Up first, our friend Walt. That's Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Walt, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Got you logged in here, and always good to hear you. Up next, we've got our friend Eddie. That's Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec. Got your call sign out tonight, Eddie. I'm sorry. Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And, Eddie, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And I'm on the other side of Simpsonville for me, but regardless, definitely appreciate you coming by and getting checked in here with us. Last but not least of that group, we've got Danny. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. And Danny, sounding good, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us as well. All right, let's give one more call for the Mike through Papa group. I'll fix every call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR, please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra. This is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
That slow key back up there, but I just wanted to see if anybody else is coming in there behind you. But I got you logged in here. Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, KQ4OAS. And Robert over in Piedmont. Robert, appreciate you coming by. Good signal in the repeater. A little bit closer than I am to it, I think, as a crow flies anyway, over in Piedmont up to Caesar's Head. But anyway, Robert, making a good trip up to the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's go ahead and move on down to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, this your call on the net, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Mike, and all on the net, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HR. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec.
Hey, Chris. He's KO4QLG. Mike, something's going wrong with his transmitter there.
You relaying him in. I had his call sign, but yeah, Chris, you kind of dropped out. You were sounding good at the beginning of your transmission, and I think you had talked to Patrick maybe earlier this week about a little bit of noise on your signal. That was still there. Kind of sounds like maybe a fan or something in the background. It's kind of a fluttery sound, but you kind of dropped down into the noise there at the end of your transmission, Chris. I'm not sure if you got something going on there. Doesn't sound like a double or anything like that, but definitely lost you there at the end. But anyway, give me one sec if you want to check your station and recheck. Let me go ahead and acknowledge you and Tom here. Up first, we've got Tom. That's November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. And Tom, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you throughout the week. Occasionally, as I'm walking by the ham shack, so I appreciate you guys coming by and keeping the finals on the repeater warm throughout the week. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. Have a good night. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Gulf, KO4QLG. And Chris, like I say, I'm not sure if you want to recheck. Got you checked in here, but if you want to check something or recheck with me, definitely feel free. But Chris, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Was you, and like I say, you're down in the noise. I mean, I hear you keying up the repeater, and you're definitely down in the noise still. Not sure what's going on there. Maybe antenna connection, possibly. I'm not really sure. I mean, you were really good at the beginning of your transmission, but even that last time, you were just down in the noise. So let me go ahead and move on, and we'll get to the rag chew portion, and maybe you can come back and do some troubleshooting on your station, see if we can figure out what's going on. But we'll give one more call here for the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also my wife Rhonda, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra. We're both in Easley, no traffic and no rag chew. And I would like to check in my brother Randall by telephone relay. His call is November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. That's Randall, and he's in Asheville, North Carolina. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD clear.
K4QDU, K4 Quebec Delta Uniform, Randy and Greer, and my wife, KE4WX, Kilo Echo 4, India Whiskey X-Ray. Her name's Sandra. You can check us both in and out.
Check-ins there as we're in the Quebec through Tango group of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd first like to welcome Larry and his sweetheart, Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. That's Larry's call sign. And, of course, he brings along Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And, Larry, sounding good. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to get you in the log. Up next, we got Randall. That's Larry, that's your brother, I think you said. November 9. Tango Echo Charlie, N9TEC, and Randall's up in Asheville, so appreciate you bringing Randall along. Always good to get Larry, you guys signed in here and get an extra call sign in the log for us. But Larry, sounding good in the repeater, appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on a Saturday night. And I think I'm trying to make sure the next call sign, Kilo 4, Quebec Delta Uniform, did you say Randy, is that correct?
Bolts on my license. Randy's my nickname. Either one's fine.
It looked kind of strange the way I have it logged. I had Randy with a question mark, but like you said, when I looked it up on the FCC database, it said Walter. But now that definitely makes sense. But I'll mark it down. You know, I go by Mike. People call me Michael. Again, as the joke goes, you know, just don't call me late for dinner kind of a thing. But Randy, appreciate you coming by. I got you logged in here. Kilo 4, Quebec Delta Uniform. And then your sweetheart, Miss Sandra, that's Kilo Echo 4, India Whiskey X-Ray, KE4IWX. So, Randy, appreciate you coming by. I got you logged in here and appreciate you bringing Miss Sandra along as well. Looks like we've used up the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll go ahead and head to the Uniform through Zulu group, the ever-patient group on a Saturday night. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
K4HR.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Control, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Lima X-ray, KG4ZOX. Neil, I'm in Seneca, negative and negative.
K4HR. Please check in November Alpha 4 Victor. It's JT and Traveler's Rest. In and out this evening. Thank you, sir. 7-3.
Good check-ins there for the Uniform through Zulu group. Again, the that's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, KO4WTQ. And Greg's over in Greer, so Greg, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, K4XB. And Tommy, always good to hear you. I know we're getting down towards the bottom of the half of the hour when you check in with us. But again, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you, and appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Up next, we got our friend Neil. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Lima X-Ray, KQ4ZLX. And Neil, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to get you in the log here, and good signal to the repeater tonight. Last but not least, we've got JT. That's November Alpha 4 Victor, NA4V. And JT, you're sounding good up into the repeater from Greenville tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call before we open it up to the big group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Control, my apologies for clarification. That Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Lima X-ray. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Lima X-ray. Again, Neil and Seneca, appreciate you logging me in. You have a good evening.
Echo 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Mike, to yourself and all the net, no traffic, no radio. Mike, it is good to hear you again, and get to check in with you again. Like I said, I didn't know if you forgot about Echo Link or not, so I thought I'd go in and check in, but it's good to hear you and get to check in with you again. KA4PQA.
4HR, net control for the Blue, gosh, can't even talk tonight. Goodness gracious. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Neil, appreciate the correction, yeah. It didn't come up, and I was thinking that I had your call sign wrong. I had to type it in there, man. But it makes complete sense because I had your call sign incorrect. I had Kilo Golf, obviously. Or correction, I had Kilo Quebec. But Kilo Golf for Zulu Lima X-ray. Got you in here now and corrected, and I'll do better next time you come by and check it in with me. But one more time, Kilo Golf for Zulu Lima X-ray, KG4ZLX. And Neil, again, appreciate your patience, making sure I got you logged in here correct. And I'll definitely get it corrected the next time you come by and check in with me. And up next, we've got our friend Steve over on our Stephen on Echo Link. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Stephen, yeah, I saw you signed into the Echo Link node, and I was just about to break after the uniform through Zulu group, but you beat me to it. So, again, appreciate your patience coming by. And I think you had just checked in after I'd called for Echo Link station, so I saw you pop up there. Just didn't get a chance to get back to you. But I hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you always coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear you on the repeater. And I definitely tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4, CWS. Name is Colin, I'm in Middle Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Again, November 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenwood. I'm sorry, Greenville. Negative and negative.
Check-ins there. We'll go ahead and acknowledge those folks that checked in that group. Up first, we've got Colin. That's Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWF. And Colin's up in Mill Spring, North Carolina. So, Colin, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Scott. That's into Oscar Golf, into OG. And Scott's down in Greenville. So, Scott, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Definitely appreciate you folks sticking by and checking in with us tonight, getting you logged in here, spending a few minutes with us on the net on Saturday night. All right, looks like we don't have any additional Echo Link stations, so we'll give one final call before we move on to the RAG 2 portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Alpha, Sierra, Oscar, Chris in Reedville, negative and negative.
All right, so the last station, I had somebody walk by my station, and I was listening to them, not you. Could you recheck with me one more time? I apologize. I checked in there, the Kilo Quebec 4 station. Could you recheck with me, please?
Kilo Alpha Sierra Oscar Chris in Reeville, and I'm negative and negative.
About that, I had somebody walk by and the dog barked, and I was listening to them, and I heard you, and it just did not register with my keyboard hands to get you checked in here. But Chris, I got you here. Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra Oscar, KQ4ASO. I apologize for that. Like I say, next time I'll definitely do better, get you checked in here the first time. And Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to get you in the log. Hope you're doing well. Good signal in the repeater tonight. And appreciate you rechecking, make sure I got you logged in here correctly. The final call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before we secure the formal portion of the net. Additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Hi, everybody, for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all stations that have wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins before RAG 2s. Don't currently have anybody signed in to Echo Link. Scrolling up my log here, looks like Larry got you the only one signed in tonight, but that's okay. We'll continue on. Maybe we'll have some people that chime in off of your conversation. But Larry, been a nice day. We'll dust off the stump. It's chilling down a little bit, so we'll turn on the heater, maybe throw another log on the fire, and we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out. Larry, how was your day, sir?
For HR. Good evening, Michael, and everyone on the net. Oh, yes, well, you asked the question. Remember that. My day was, it was starting out just fine. Just fine. I was out feeding the animals this morning and missed a call from another ham who left a message and suggested that he was on his way for a visit. And would I please get back in touch with him and, you know, agree on a time and stuff like that. But he was out on the road at the time, going to squeeze me in. He had a couple of things he was going to attend to, and I was going to be in there somewhere. Anyway, I tried to return his call on my cell phone. I had taken the call on a landline. Now, right there, you see that things have doubled in complexity. If you have a landline, as we do, for legacy reasons, and a cell phone, you are constantly getting those things. Well, you and your callers are getting those things messed up. Anyhow, I tried to, he requested that I send him a message because he was going to be driving and he'd a little bit distracted by phone ringing. If you can anticipate it, I guess that's all right to ask that I send him a text message. But the call came in over the landline, remember? So I took his phone number, or I had his phone number in the landline, and so I looked his name up on the cell phone. But your list of contacts and the list of cell phone numbers and individuals, they're totally separate. They don't talk to one another. Imagine that. Imagine that. And so a simpleton like me, and I have to admit, I mean, right here, this is the reason this all happened, I suppose, is that I'm in my 70s, you know, and it doesn't come as easy to me. That little screen doesn't jive with me, I suppose. I struggle with it. I'm going to continue to struggle with it. I think it's a good thing to have cell phones and have all the little trappings that come with them. But they can get a body messed up. They really can. So I never was able to send him a message instituted by the landline and use the cell phone to do that, even though the number dialed was the same. Now, there are a lot of details in there that I'm leaving out, but the frustration just got to me. Oh, heaven's sakes. Ever had something like that happen to you, Mike? KK4 JBQ.
Start with KK4 JBQ and the RagJu portion of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yes, Larry, you know, I joke all the time. Anytime there's a slowdown or a glitch with the computers when we're shopping or, an issue with the phone, I remember that, you know, the promise was they were going to make our lives easier. And they have in some ways, but now it's just a different set of issues. But, I laugh sometimes because, you know, it used to be, and there's still a lot of people I think that maybe would be a kind of, I don't want to say a bragging, but to remember people's phone numbers. I mean, I've never been really that great at, and I've always had to write them down, and, you know, everybody used to have their little address books, and, you know, I do kind of I poke fun occasionally. You know, it used to be a big thing to learn to read and write and, you know, learn the alphabet and that kind of thing. And now with cell phones and icons and pictures, we've gone away from reading to going back to kind of, I don't want to say hieroglyphics, but now we have icons and pictures. And, you know, if somebody asked me somebody's phone number, I don't know it. I really don't remember the phone number. It's in my phone. So I just push their picture or push their name and it dials or sends a text But if I had to come up with, basically an address or a phone number or directions, I'm in trouble. And, you know, I know where I want to go, but for me to tell somebody where they're going, and I've even had the problem, I know the names of the streets in my neighborhood, but I forget sometimes where they are because I don't reference them by the names. So somebody will ask me, do you know where so-and-so street in your neighborhood is? And I'm like, I don't know it by the name. Can you tell me who lives there or something? So, yes, a different set of problems, but I can definitely empathize.
It is it's a generational thing, I'm sure. I'm absolutely certain of it. Now, if I were to weigh all the advantages of having been born in the 90s, so you're probably Generation Z by that time, and nobody quote me on that because I don't have the start and the end to that period of the alphabet people. They called us, I think you're in my group, they call us the baby boomers. And there was a reason for that. But the alphabet, I suppose it's all the other characteristics that go along with the letter. You know, it's easy to understand. And I'm sure it's not, it doesn't involve everybody born within those years, certainly. And you can't take a characterization and make it solid. You know, you have to have a little leeway, you know, certainly. That there's going to be some people who are, you know, not characteristically that way. But a lot of them are. Just a lot of them are. So, they don't remember the things that we remember. They don't remember phone calls involving a little booth that you go into and close the door. Maybe the only time they ever saw that happen was an old Superman movie, you know, and dropping a nickel, and I say a nickel because I lived in New Orleans, and you could do anything for a nickel. You could make a phone call. You could you could start your trip from, you know, the trolley line. And as long as you were going in the same direction, you could go to the end of the line for a nickel. So you go downtown. I got on in Jackson Square because I lived close to downtown. It wasn't that long a ride. I enjoyed it. I certainly did. But when I got there and did my business, came back, it was another nickel, of course. And maybe it had to involve a bus. You could get a transfer ticket if you wanted to go off on a side street and take a bus. You didn't have to walk another half mile. Just get a transfer ticket. Hop on a bus. Your nickel was still working for you. And then on the return, you spent another nickel. So for a dime, you could go to work and back. For a dime. Now, I didn't go there with an automobile. I didn't move to New Orleans with an automobile. I didn't buy an automobile while I was there. So I had no reason for it. And, you know, psychologically, there was a big thing going on in my brain. I didn't know what it was like. I was probably in my mid-30s. No, make that my mid-20s. Yes, I was in my mid-20s, which makes it about 50 years ago. Anyway, so I had learned to drive. I had owned two automobiles by that time. You know, jalopy-type automobiles, a couple $100 maybe, and drive them until they weren't worth anything anymore. I maintained them, but they, you know, I got the last little bit out of these automobiles. But in New Orleans, I saw no reason to have one, and I felt a strange feeling of freedom. Yeah, using public transportation. My little town didn't have anything like that. I mean, we'd have buses, we'd have, you know, streetcars for sure. But anyway, gosh, I have gotten off the path, haven't I? I'll do that. I will do that. But back to the phone. I straightened it out and got through to my caller, and we decided since so much time had passed, the day went on, you know, we just make it another day. So here's to hope, really, I genuinely hope that everybody gets along. Take what you know, learn what you can, and get through. That's my motto. KK4JVQ, back to you, Michael.
I actually am a little bit, I guess I'm the generation beyond that, so I'm a Gen Xer, I guess, because I'll be 55 this year, and so I'm a little bit younger, and I laugh sometimes because, you know, I think I told a couple of people, and I'm not sure, but anyway, I don't think it's any secret. My son got his ticket last week, and so we've been talking about some different things, and you know, we were talking about where ham radio kind of came from and started, and you know, how there weren't really more than, you know, one or two ways to communicate before the computer age and the internet. And, you know, so like you mentioned, folks that are born in the 90s or later, you know, Gen Z and millennials, they've kind of grown up and always had these different modes of communication that we didn't used to have. So, you know, and I mean, as growing up, we used to talk about only having one phone in the house. The whole house, if you can imagine, only had one phone. And it was, you know, normally in a centrally located area of the house. And, you know, they're like, you know, they look at that like, you know, us having to live by candlelight, not having indoor plumbing or stuff like that. So anyway, it's just kind of funny to relate the stories. But, yeah, and again, I'm glad he got his ticket. A couple people may have heard Dave and I. We were trying to figure out a good way for me to communicate with him. He lives down in the, you know, we were trying to work on some digital communications through Echolink or linking up a repeater, that kind of thing. But it is interesting to see the differences between the generations. And again, you know, it's the uphill both ways in the snow, barefoot kind of a thing. But still, they're fun stories to tell.
KI4LZI, until he gets the general class and can operate on HF, you and he could use the heart system. You could over the weekend. It comes online on Friday at 5 p.m. and goes offline somewhere about 9:30, 9:45, something like that. On the weekends, it's always linked up. During the week, you'd have to link it up with DTM halftones manually. Go ahead, Larry, KI4LZI.
Good evening, Andy. Michael, I think it'd probably be best if I did a fast turnaround here and pop in something that maybe would be generally useful to the hams that are listening. I was reminded yesterday, in a conversation with Andy, I was reminded that there is a podcast out there. It was generated by the ARRL, and I don't, except for the newest of the hams that might be listening, I wouldn't need to say this, but ARRL stands for Amateur Radio Relay League, and it is the glue that holds amateur radio together. They are the legislative voice for us in Congress. It is the backbone of, I mean, it's not a federal bureau or anything like that. You know, that's the Federal Communications Commission. Yeah, everybody's heard of that one. But the ARRL is an educational arm. It has, you know, and that's really what I want to speak to. They had a podcast probably for 2.5 years called The Doctor Is In, which was a live, well, it was two humans talking to one another anyway, and about articles that appeared in the QST magazine. If you're a member of ARRL, you know what the QST is. Maybe you've seen a copy if you're new. And This podcast was two individuals that were talking about articles that you would find in the ARRL QST that month. The doctor, whom everyone, who that the article points to, Joel Hallis, I forget Joel's call sign, he passed away about a year ago, and they discontinued the podcast, but it was terrific, absolutely terrific. Taking topics all over the hobby, and this is a big hobby, really big hobby. I've got it on my computer screen right now. I've got went to the ARRL and found a link to all of the many that were offered, and you can listen to them today. They're very worthwhile on topics ranging, like I said, all over the place. Antennas, going back to vacuum tubes, subjects that hams don't get involved in much, you know, the guts of the antenna, not the antenna, the radio. Keeping everything cool, handheld transceivers, coaxial cable, you know, NVIS, SkyWave operation, QRP, of course. Very interesting, these two guys talk back and forth together. Maybe you've heard an episode of it, Michael. I miss Mr. Hallis and his article in QST and this podcast. If you never heard of it, do check it out. You'll be wiser for it. Anyhow, we're coming up to 10 o'clock, and it's been a day. I've had my fun here, so I'll turn it back over to you, Michael. I hope you got a few more check-ins coming your way. And let me thank you one more time for bringing us all together here tonight. It's been my pleasure to be here. KK4JBQ, back to you.
What's R with KK4JBQ and KI4LZI, Andy. And Andy, real quick, I do appreciate the comment. Yeah, I thought about the SC Heart System. He's down south of Beaufort, and I don't think they have coverage down there. I looked on the SC Heart website, and I know typically a lot of times if I'm driving down there, we end up going down on the weekends, and I can kind of follow the SC Heart System all the way down. But then I lose it once we get down south of Beaufort. So, but I'll definitely look at that again and see if maybe we can make contact. But I didn't see a repeater down there, but maybe I just missed it. And so, again, I was trying Echolink. There's actually an Echolink node a couple miles from his house. But he's only got one of my old HTs at the moment, and there's some folks down there that are working to Elmer Hill, and apparently they use a lot of DMR down there, and I just don't have DMR equipment. So we're still getting him set up, but I know he's looking forward to it. And but, again, appreciate those comments, Andy. And, Larry, yeah, definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, and appreciate you continuing on with the getting us in here for the second shift. If we can get us some additional comments or check-ins, but we got a pretty good good group so far. But it's definitely fun to get everybody together on Saturday night and make sure all our equipment's working, hear the familiar voices, friendly voices, new voices that we have. I was looking at some of the call signs, and my son's call sign, I can't even remember. Well, I shouldn't say I can't remember it. It's like all these consonants together. You know, I was kind of kidding him about his call sign and told him, but, you know, once you get used to it, it kind of rolls off of your tongue. He's KQ4OFJ. And, again, right now it's hard for me to say, but I've told him once you say it a couple hundred times on the air, you get really used to it really quick. So, but anyway, we'll definitely communicate. And like you mentioned, though, you know, the ham hobby is definitely interesting. I've spent the last kind of week or so, ended up getting a radio used off of that wonderful website several people shop on, and knew it was broken when I bought it, just didn't know quite how broken it was. It was the it acts up sometimes. Well, I haven't been able to get it to work at all. So in the ham tradition, started taking things apart and made it worse, but at least I think I know what the issue is now. So I've kind of decided to jump in with both feet and see if I can actually order some components, take these old components off the... Sorry, I was about to time out the repeater there. I was just talking. But again, like you mentioned, Larry, you know, there's so many things that you can do. And I think it's that can-do kind of attitude to be able to jump into things, which I have not had all my life. You know, I for a while I was, I wouldn't say scared, but not. My wife was telling me the other day, she's like, unless you know it's going to work out, you don't try it. And so I've tried to get out of that habit, and, you know, it's most of the stuff, it's already broken. I can only break it so much more, so at least a try. And, you know, this week I've had kind of a good week. I fixed the saw, working on this radio, soldered some connections back together, and so far everything seems to be working. So, and I kind of equate that to the ham radio hobby of the at least try it, see if you can fix it. But last comment, I'll have to check out that podcast as well. I know there's a couple online that I've checked out. You know, gosh, I can't even remember the name of the one that I used to watch a lot. But I know there's quite a few ham podcasts and YouTube channels related to ham that I kind of, you know, go in and out of. But I'll definitely look at the ARL one. Have to look that up and listen. Got it written down here on my notes, so I appreciate you bringing that. And of course, I've got a whole stack of QST magazines.